The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Kelly, I need to tell you about my drama-filled mound.
Your drama-filled mound?
Yeah.
What happened? What is that?
So yesterday, we're all hanging out on the patio, right? And two of my daughters are like, hey, Dad, you're going to need to check something out. And I'm like, okay, what? And so they describe this. They're like, there's something in the yard. There's flies around it. We don't know what it is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Usually when flies are surrounding something, it's not a good thing.
No, not at all. And so I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
You gotta pull up your dad pants and go investigate.
Yeah, so I go to the shed, I grab the shovel, I'm like, all right, whatever it is, that shovel will take care of it.
OMG.
So I'm walking over to the area, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to see there. I'm thinking, okay, maybe my cat killed a bird or a mole or something like that, because
some sort of recently departed critter.
Yeah, because like we have an outdoor cat, Guinness, and she has been known to be a unapologetic killer.
Yeah.
Like she will literally murder animals in our backyard and for sport, not care one iota about it. And I'm like, stop it with the birds. I'm like, why don't you go after the mole that's tearing up our backyard? Why don't you do that, you stupid cat?
Focus her killing instincts.
I know. Instead,
a little better.
She's like, hey, I just send them warnings. Don't come around here, okay?
Tell your friends
that it's not safe around here, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, okay, Guinness has got some other animal, and I'm going to have to bury it, and I'm going to, you know, and do some sort of, like, ceremony. So I'm walking over, and I can already see there's a mound. So I'm like, man, is it, like it's in a garden. It's in our, like, a flower bed. So there's mulch that's, like, mounded up, and I'm like, oh, so, like.
Okay, so it's covered.
Yeah, so it almost looks like it's a covered mound of something, and there are flies all over, and I'm like, oh, God, what is this, you know?
Oh, boy.
What am I going to come up on? And so I'm walking over there with the shovel. And I'm starting to like smell. I'm starting to like prepare myself. I'm like, am I gonna smell that smell, you know? And so I'm like, okay. And I've got
either poo or death or both.
Yeah, something, right, exactly. And so I'm walking over and I've got my daughter kinda like my youngest daughter kinda creeping behind me, like she's like looking over my shoulder, like, whoa, what's it gonna be? So I'm like, okay, well. So the first thing I do with the shovel, you know. If you come across a mound, there are flies. What are you going to do with the shovel?
You poke.
I didn't poke.
You didn't poke?
I smacked.
Oh, wow.
I just went.
You went straight to smacking?
I went flap, flap. I gave it a couple.
Did you do a little gentle nudge?
No,
aggressive.
Yeah, I gave it a couple flaps, you know, just to make sure if there was anything that might have been alive that was no longer alive, I was just going to put it out of its misery, you know?
What if it was just a little kitten hiding? Did you ever think of that?
Under a mound of mulch?
I don't know.
No.
I'm just saying, gentle nudge first before you swack.
No. So I gave it a couple swift flacks, you know? A little flack, flack. And the flies dispersed, but they came back. And I was like, oh, all right. So then, yes.
Did it move?
No, it did not. Then I used your method, and I poked. I did a little poke.
Oh, then you poked.
Okay. Yeah, just to see if there was any movement back, right? And there wasn't.
Well, after the wax, I don't think there's going to be.
No, there wasn't. So you're right.
You poke, then you whack.
No. Poke, then whack.
They're
like, hang on a second. What are they talking about? Yeah, okay. First you poke, then you whack. Got it. Got it. Sorry, we got to end it there. That's the out right there. First you poke, then you whack.
We have to know what it is.
Sure. Okay, fine. Basically, the cat had been using the restroom there for a long time and had put a mound up there. So
it was a pile of poo.
Yeah, I ended up reburying that in an area of the yard that it should have been. And that's the whole lead up to that. But yeah, I think the moral of this story is if you come across a mound in your yard, first you poke, then you whack.
Then you whack.